Welcome back to the Bimart High School Game of the Week on KUGN. Bimart, get ready for your season for less. I'm Alex Braga. This week's game features the Sheldon Irish and Sunset Apollos. We now welcome in Sheldon head coach Lane Johnson. Coach, how are you today?
Doing great, Alex.
So, Coach, in a lot of change for your team this offseason, I'm going to start with the off-the-field shift for you, both in terms of on-field production and off-the-field, I guess, life. Your brother Marty, who had been with Sheldon both as head coach and your offensive coordinator, decided to take a job at Cottage Grove to be around his son Jordan more. What has that been like for you, not having him around the sidelines and around the hallways?
Oh, you know, probably the biggest change for me is going to be at school. You know, getting to have lunch with Marty every day was always the highlight for me. The coaching part for us was just kind of a bonus. And, you know, we had a great run together, and it was really, really fun. And I'm really happy for him that he's getting to coach with Jordy down at Cottage Grove. And, you know, we've done a really good job, in my opinion. Our other coaches have done a good job stepping up. Dennis Jernberg is now our offensive coordinator, and he's been with us since 1997. And, you know, he's done a great job with the absence of Marty. So we've tried to make it as seamless as possible. Obviously, you know, it's really hard to replace a Marty Johnson, but right. Dennis and our other coaches have done a great job.
Well, I guess we'll just get to the on-the-field change. Justin Herbert gone, Zach Diehl in. But you were playing the decision to go with him as your quarterback pretty close to the vest before last week. Even after your jamboree, you said you weren't sure who your guy was going to be. I'm not sure how much of that was actually true or how much of that you were just telling the register guard. What went into that decision to go with Diehl over Sam Olsen, who served as Herbert's backup last season?
Well, to be honest, Alex, it wasn't a clear cut. Zach's way better than Sam, because I really don't think that he is. And I told both those kids, I think we can win a whole bunch of games with either one of them quarterbacking. For us, in my opinion, for us to get as good as we can get, we need to have one quarterback take the majority of the reps in practice instead of taking half of them. So, you know, we made the decision to go with Zach, and it was a really neat competition, to be honest, because those two kids are really good friends, and they were rooting for each other. They weren't rooting against each other. And when I told Sam that Zach was going to be the guy, and he said, I'll be the best receiver I can be then. So I think it's a positive thing for us. And Sam has handled it beautifully, and Zach did a great job of leading us last week.
You know, on that note, did the talent at wideout, you have Cameron Wong, Tanner Zenke, did that have anything to do with your decision to go with Diehl, who, after all, was your leading returning receiver this year?
During the summertime, both kids, when they weren't quarterbacking, played at receiver. And I wasn't sure, to be honest, when the summer started that Sam was going to be good enough to be a receiver. But, you know, we had a couple 7-on-7s where Sam was maybe the best receiver on the field. So made the decision a little bit easier, you know. And, both kids are really athletic. If we switched those two, I don't think it would look a whole lot different. But we just made a decision, and we're deciding to go with it.
So you guys are basically a feeder school for Oregon in terms of quarterbacks now at this point, right?
I don't know about that. I can tell you I'm very proud to have two scholarship quarterbacks over at Oregon. Two great kids. Outstanding kids.
Fair enough. Often overshadowed throughout the years for Sheldon teams is the defense. Now, some of that is because your players often stand out on both sides of the ball. The Strom brothers, Sam McCaskill, Curtis White, usually get most of the pub for their offensive accolades, but your D has been really good for a while. Off to a great start last week with turnovers. You got a pick six. Who are some of those guys you're expecting big things from this season on the D?
Well, you know, it all starts up front for us. Cody Shear and Kyle Rigg are two big defensive ends, and Berkeley Newman and Carter Bass are the two defensive tackles. And I was extremely pleasantly surprised with the play of our linebackers. Jaron Banks, I believe, had 20 tackles against Southridge, and Chris Collins and Pat Herbert both did a good job. And then, you know, we were pretty opportunistic in the defensive secondary with Zinke getting the pick six, and one of our young sophomores, Kamani Quaid, had two interceptions. Ben Watson started at corner and played almost the whole game in his first varsity game and did a great job at corner. So it was we did a really good job on defense, and I'm just hoping we can keep it going.
You guys graduated a ton of starters from last year. Any concern about replacing those guys, or was it just kind of next man up, trust the process as usual?
Yeah, it happens every year. You know, with us, we generally have seniors that can play, and if we have seniors that can play, we play them. Yet, you know, year in and year out, we have some young guys that get to play. So it's a pretty normal year for us as far as the number of guys that we've had to replace. And I've never put a huge, you know, a huge onus on having to have so many juniors and sophomores playing. We just play our best players.
Well, on to the Apollos this week. Really good quarterback in Jason Dumont. Played a really good Skyline team from Washington Tough last week. What are some things you're concerned about this week against the Apollos?
Well, the quarterback, Dumont's really slippery. You know, he was the quarterback last year. We played him in the second round down at Sheldon last year, so we got to look at him. And he scored 2 touchdowns last week off of just, you know, drop back pass or roll out pass, and he scrambled. It wasn't a designed run play. So Sunset always has athletic kids. You know, we just got to try to keep that quarterback contained and get him to punt occasionally during the game and get our offense on the field and go down and score.
Well, he just had Mark Helfrich pilfer another one of his quarterbacks, but his team is looking to move to 2-0 against a Sunset team looking to avenge that playoff loss last season. Sheldon head coach Lane Johnson, thanks for your time. Good luck this week.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Thanks for having me.